Right, coming next, I met the man that does the scary voice on Air Crash Investigation, my favourite show on National Geographic. It's so addictive. And they have like these marathon weekends where it's on all weekend and you just have to watch another one and another one and another one. This guy, if you watch it.
A routine landing.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are starting our approach to the episode.
Very Richard.
Turns into a sudden fight to the death.
You're going to lose it all of a sudden. There it is.
A passenger jet mysteriously falls from the sky and rockets towards a busy highway.
Oh, God. So he came in earlier today and we thought to ourselves we could seriously market him doing some bedtime stories. And we could, you know, put him on CD or put him on the internet for people to download and people could play it to their kids at bedtime. I think it'd be brilliant. So, now, on Radio 1, here's the man from Air Crash Investigation reading Little Red Riding Hood.
A routine visit to her grandmother's house turns into a fight to the death with a wolf. The wolf has eaten the grandmother whole and is lying in wait for Little Red Riding Hood to arrive.
Night-night. So yeah, they're brilliant, aren't they? And now on Radio 1, the man from Air Crash Investigation reads Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
Taking a bite out of an apple, the last thing you'd expect is for it to be poisoned by your own stepmother. A poison so powerful that not even your vertically challenged friends can save you from almost certain death. But that's exactly what happens to Snow White. And her only hope is a handsome prince.
Night-night.
Scott Mills.
Scott Mills.
Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, who's that?
It's Helen.
Hi, Helen, where are you?
I'm in Oxford.
How can I help?
Hello, I'd like to get a complete set of those stories, please.
Why?
My little boys would love them.
Would they?
Yes, they would.
Do you read them bedtime stories at the moment?
Yes, we do.
Well, now you don't have to if you've got these on a CD or a download.
I know, ideal. They love a bit of gore. It'd be ideal.
How old are they?
They're 5 and nearly 4.
Oh, is this perfect for them?
Exactly.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'll see if the demand's out there, Helen, but, you know, we could easily do a full set. Would you like to hear another one?
Yes, I would.
All right, get the kids by the radio then.
Okay, hang on a sec.
Okay.
I'm turning it on, okay?
All right. Where's the radio? In the West Wing?
No, it's right next to me. I've just got to find the children.
Just going into the annex, darling.
Leah, come in, Mummy. Come and see.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Listen to this. What?
Got a story for you. Oh, God. Oh, no.
Listen to this.
Okay.
Okay, ready?
Here we go, ready?
Listen.
And now on the one. The man from Air Crash Investigation reads The Gingerbread Man.
A seemingly friendly fox offers to help a small biscuit man cross a river. But what happens next is the stuff of nightmares. The Good Samaritan fox turns out to be a deadly killer. And no matter how fast Gingerbread can run, there will be no escape from this predator.
I think we ran out of noises and we only seem to have a pig. did they like that?
What did you think, Leah? What do you think of that?
A bit scary.
Yeah, thought so. Good to speak to you, Helen.
Scott Mills.
Scott Mills.
Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
Taking a bite out of an apple. The last thing you'd expect is for it to be poisoned by your own stepmother. A poison so powerful that not even your vertically challenged friends can save you from almost certain death. But that's exactly what happens to Snow White. And her only hope is a handsome prince.
Night, night, sweet dreams. Oh, do you want another one, do you? Okay, all right. Here's Air Crash Investigation Man. Reading out the story of the Gingerbread Man.
A seemingly friendly fox offers to help a small biscuit man cross a river. But what happens next is the stuff of nightmares. The Good Samaritan fox turns out to be a deadly killer. And no matter how fast Gingerbread can run, there will be no escape from this predator.
I'm aware that wasn't a fox, it was a pig. The pig's got a bit overused on these. Sorry, we couldn't find it. We're a bit up against it this afternoon. Yeah. Oh, you're still not asleep. You want one more, do you? Okay. All right, here's Air Crash Investigation Man. And he's got the story of the three little pigs.
Building your own house brings many problems. Even more so when an evil wolf with amazing puff is trying to kill you. While the pig in a brick house remains safe, his two brothers aren't so lucky.
Now they are pigs.
For more clips like this, check out unofficialmills.co.uk.